Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Back into it. Let's just freaking do it. Should we do it?
Put your back into it.
Oh, yeah. You'd like that, you filthy bird. Anyways, hey, everybody. We have fun in the workplace. My name is Chris Clemens, and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. The podcast that clearly this is going to be a bumpy ride. Today, we are doing a little bit of a difference, but before we get into it, I want to make sure to tell you guys to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch the video episodes, they are up on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. That's it. I was going to say Chris K, but that's just not the link. But all of those links are down below if you want to find where it is available. And if you want to rank and review it, listen, I won't hold you. Oh, God. So anyways, today we do have a little bit of a different show for you guys. I've just been thinking a lot about the podcast, and I really, like, I love it. I love the team that we do it with, which, why aren't you guys filmed again today? That is a Justin question.
Because we're ugly.
No, everyone loves you guys. We got to get you on. This is unacceptable.
Next week.
Well, no, not next week, because we're recording that one right after this.
2 weeks from now.
You'll get to see see their sexy faces
beautiful
again.
Faces.
His shirt says, by the way, have a sad cum, BB. Is that not like, you should be in this seat and I should be in bed. But yeah, I've just been thinking about the podcast a lot, and I love everything about it except planning out a show. Like, I know that sounds like, Chris, isn't that just like maybe the biggest part of it? Yes. But I guess for this, I want to just be able to be one of those bitches that can sit on a couch and just like talk. And I guess I am. But then when I think about like this, and I'm being like recorded in like 5 different mediums, I want it to be funny and this and that. And I just have so much overthinking in it that I am not able to be one of those bitches that can be like, blah, 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 blah. Oh my God. And then blah, blah, blah. Like, I am so good at that. And then a camera turns on and I'm like, whoop. I'm like, so for this episode and the next episode, this one is Valentine's themed. So we're going to be talking all about love, relationships, sex, any and everything. And then next week's is going to be totally no theme. I almost said topic, but I guess that's the same fucking thing. But we're going to kind of just do like an opening catch up of what's going on, then like the charitable shout out. And then the game plan is to kind of just do a phone call, then a secret, then a phone call, then a secret, then a phone call, then a secret until we feel full. I just think that this will allow an opportunity for not only just like to keep the show kind of fresh, but also to give me an opportunity to like maybe use one of your guys's secrets or voicemails as a prompt of something else I do want to talk about. But like whenever the camera turns on, I'm just like everything in my brain, the very little things that were already in my brain evaporate. And so that is, did I explain that correctly? Like that seemed pretty good, but then I'm like done blacking out and I'm like, oh shit, where am I? Anyways, we're going to do the charitable shout out before we get into it. And today's charity is Teen Line. And if you don't know, Teen Line is an anonymous, non-judgmental space for youth. Through our hotline, teens can access personal peer-to-peer support from highly trained teens supervised by adult mental health professionals, and their work extends to providing outreach and support to schools and other youth organizations. And I think just growing up is so hard, and you just feel so confused, and if you don't, fuck you, you're going to peak in eighth grade, so enjoy. I'm just kind of, I mean, based off of the data I've seen personally, that's the case. I'm pushing people to go to a safe space. I'm like, go to Teen Line. No, but growing up is really confusing and stuff. So I think just to have a space where you can go and not feel judged or feel dumb asking questions. I remembered like personally when I was younger and I was like, are my parents going to get a divorce? The D word scared the shit out of me. Do I do jumping jacks on a D? What? sorry, I've been obsessed with Nicki Minaj went live and it was like the big boobs. What? It was basically that. She was like, she was reading someone's like question. Do I do jumping jacks on the D? What? It's just, anyways. So yes, teenline.org. The link will be in the description of this episode. Oh, everyone's like, Chris, maybe you should have kept the structure. I don't know. But let's get into it. Let's do our first voicemail. Oh, and this is all going to be sex, dating, and all that themed, which is perfect for someone who might as well be a virgin. Let's do
Hi,
it.
Chris.
Hi.
This is going to be short.
Love.
But I need some advice. You know when it's late and you order stuff and you're not really in your right mind?
Constantly. Last night.
I did that, but I did it with, I got flowers delivered to someone, like for Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
But I don't think that I should have done that. And I don't think that I want to send that person the flowers anymore. But it's scheduled. They're just going to get them. I don't know what they're going to ask me about it. What should I do?
Okay, what I'm going to ask you to do is call back when you can form a sentence, and that's coming from me. Okay. What was the question? All I heard was, like, I ordered flowers to be sent to someone, and then the rest went off a waterfall.
He just needed to, like, tell someone about it.
But what? What was
he,
the...
He ordered...
I thought this was going to be, like, a... I was stoned and I ordered food for myself and then like four different places showed up and I realized and I was like, yeah, same.
It was like a late night order for flowers for someone for Valentine's Day that he made in a late night haze and now regrets.
Just cancel the order. It's not Valentine's Day yet.
He said it's already scheduled.
And paid for.
Okay, take the L and lose the money. Then you don't have to explain, right?
Oh, you mean by canceling it?
Yeah. If it's scheduled, it's not Valentine's. Like, there's 10 days till Valentine's Day. And when they called, there was 10 plus.
If the person lives in the same town, he could go intercept them before they get there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Or you could find the wait outside the flower shop that you ordered it from, find the Postmate, grab the flowers, and give them to your mom. Or take out the delivery man. I'm not saying on a date. I'm talking the silence we just heard. Ooh. No, don't do that. I don't understand this.
Just own up to it.
You could be really fucking heartless and just text the person, hey, you're getting flowers, don't read into it. I changed my mind.
If you try and like intercept it, like it would be worse if they're like, what are you doing at my house?
No, but that's why I'm saying wait outside the flower shop or something. Why are you waiting outside my house? Oh, I wanted to steal the flowers I got for you because I don't feel that anymore. I don't understand why you can't cancel it and just take the L for losing some money. If you're that worried about it, I think you can still cancel.
I feel like he doesn't really want to cancel it.
Ooh, you think that there's like a hard to get love triangle, but like for two people. So a line.
A love line.
A love line. I want you to read my love line. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that. I have like the opposite thing with ordering flowers. Like, I love sending people flowers. I think it is just such a funny yet so nice thing to receive. Like, for why did you send me flowers? I don't know, just like cuz. Like, I think that is so funny. Which says so much about my sense of humor. Anyways,
why is it funny?
I don't know. It just like flowers seem so like either like I'm sorry or like I love you. It's just like it's Tuesday. I don't know. Anyways, I have like the opposite fear where I'm like, those flowers will not make it mm-hmm. to that person. Like, oh. I don't understand. I don't know if it's because like I'm across the country, but like every time I'm sending flowers, it's usually to people like on the East Coast, like my family, my friends, etc. And trying to schedule flower deliveries when people have jobs and like and live in an apartment, like, I don't understand. Like, it stresses me the fuck out trying to like make sure. And then, but you don't want to be like, hey, I'm getting you flowers, because then it's like, what's the point of even surprising you? I hate it. Anyways, was that a rant? Who knows?
And you also don't know what they're actually going to look like.
Oh my God, that is the craziest part, is like looking at the picture online. I'm like, that is that bitch. And then the person's like, thank you so much. And it's like, oh my God, that could be put on a keychain. Yeah. Anyways, that, I don't relate to your story at all. So sorry, but good luck. I don't know. I really am actually like, I don't know how I've talked for this long about a voicemail I understood 20% of.
What's like the most romantic gesture you've made?
Oh. Saying you got this to myself as I looked in the mirror as I stroked one out at like 2 a.m. I'm kidding. It was like 3 a.m. All right, we're going to do a secret. We have a nice little jar here. I feel like that conversation should just come to a close. And these are Valentine's romance relationship related as well. I've never told anyone that I cheated on my ex the first month we were together. Also, if you're my ex and watching this, I miss you, LMAO. Your initials are DA. Oh, shit. I want all of this info. I need to know the follow-up. I don't understand cheating. Like, maybe it's because I've never been in a relationship, but I don't understand it. If you aren't sat, like, just leave, like, be done. I don't get it.
I think it's easier for
some. Have you cheated?
Never once.
Have you? Oh! Ah! I was just asking, and then I realized how on the spot that was. You don't have to answer. You didn't answer, for the record. You wouldn't ever. Okay, so.
Oh, no, I just think, like, some people, it's, like, easier to do, like, something catastrophic to, like, make a relationship implode rather than, like, be honest with someone. Like, that's why I think maybe people do it. Or they want it, or they're, like, looking for some sort of, like, drama, you know, in their lives.
Oh, my God, that's so exhausting.
I know. It seems like a lot.
Seems like so. Yeah, it's, like, I already struggle about, like, lying about small shit, like, hey, did you eat the last chip in the bat? No, my God. I would. I can't even imagine keeping a cheating lie with it. Like, and you can't tell anyone. You can't tell your friend, like, I cheated. And they'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, if they're a good friend. Right?
Yeah.
I just thought I would die with that kind of.
It's like 100 little lies.
Yes.
And then keeping track of that seems exhausting.
That's the scare. That's where. That's like.
You know a lot.
I got cheated on.
So I
thought about it a lot, Sam.
Did you get cheated on by Sam? She cheated on you? Cheater. No. That's like what I learned though at a really young age of was just like, I can't. Lying isn't for me. Like, I'm good at it, which is like awful, but it's just I hate it. It's like the little lies and getting caught up. It's just too much anxiety for me. That's just why I'm now too honest. I'm like, you smell bad. People are like, wow, thanks, Chris. Anyways, let's do another call. I do smell bad right now.
Hey, Chris.
So hi.
From one single person to another.
Okay, don't know why I had to bring that up.
I'm just curious to get your take on, like, the pros and cons and just overall thoughts of being, like, celibate or abstaining from sex as a single person.
I'm not abstaining.
Like, what was the longest you've gone without having sex?
Oh my God. I mean, how long has it been since 2018?
What do you think are like the good and the bad things about that? I haven't had sex in nearly 4 years now, and I definitely think there's good and bad things, but I'm just curious on what you think. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Hi. Welcome to Chris's sex show. okay, so this is, I just would like to say, my celibacy has not been a choice. It has not been a choice. There are no suitors. I definitely think that there... I'm going to kind of expand. I'm going to change your question a little to be, like, being single, not having sex, because let's just say I'm a well-oiled machine. I, for the most part, really actually do like being single. I've never... Like, for me, a relationship seems like a waste of time if you don't... Was I just talking about this with you in the car? Where, like, a relationship feels like a waste of time if I, like, don't have any... If I don't see any end game of it being, like, a permanent thing. Obviously, shit happens and stuff like that. But, like, for me, I don't see the point in being in a relationship just to be in a relationship. Yes, it would be so nice to have someone at night to cuddle with or someone to, like... automatically has to do stuff with you. Like, that sounds great. Don't get me wrong. That sounds lit. But for me, I really do like my independence. I like just no one knowing what I'm up to, which sounds shady, but, like, it just feels honestly freeing to me of, like, kind of not disappearing. I think I have a disappearing complex, which we can get into. We need to get a therapist on this bitch. That would be so fascinating. What if this podcast just turned into therapy? No, because then I'd have to, like, really share things on the internet. Anyways, I just don't understand being in a relationship if it's not something that you see being a possibility of forever. So I think it's good because being single is great because you really just are fully able to focus on yourself. And because I haven't been in a relationship, I just feel like I've really gotten to learn myself. Which is so stupid, but it is true. Like, I feel like I really know what I like, what I don't like. Just, I feel, I don't know. I think when people get into relationships and they haven't fully figured themselves out or, like, tried to, you're doing a lot of figuring out with someone else in the picture that, like, matters. And then I just feel like you can end up drifting apart and then it's over. So I feel like when I get into a relationship, it'll be, like, fiery. No, but I do know what I want and all of that, so I think that's good. I mean, the sex part definitely sucks, to just have, you know, like, a hole just there. No, that sounds awful. Anyways, where was I going with this? Oh, and the cuddling. I'm a big cuddler, so, like, I would, like, love to just sit in bed every night and watch a movie and just, like, cuddle, kiss. So that's a pretty big bummer. That's a bummer, for sure. You can't do that by yourself or with a dog. It's weird. But I think there are a lot of pros to being single. Not celibate. I mean, I guess the longest I've gone without having sex is probably, like, 2 years plus because of the pandemic. That was... I usually try and get sex, you know, when it's, like, time's up, you know? Well... No, I shouldn't include those two together in a sense. Okay, did someone say it's time for a secret? What?
It's like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, no, I was like, okay, wow, maybe we should just delete this episode real quick. I have always wanted... This is a secret, by the way. It's not my next sentence. I have always wanted to have a sex marathon on Valentine's Day where all I do is eat, sleep, have sex, smoke weed, and laugh. But I keep picking partners with libidos that are lower than mine. What's a libido?
Sex drive.
Sex drive.
That's,
yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, but, like, oh yeah, I guess that plays pretty into effect. Yeah, no, that sounds honestly like a miracle. That sounds great. Like, that sounds lit. Like, you just have sex, take a shower, fucking fall asleep, smoke a joint, fall back asleep, roll over, little rub and tug, and then eat. Oh, my God. And they say the perfect day doesn't exist. If you left the secret, hit me up. Looks like we got plans on the 14th, baby. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you should, like, ask on the first day what your libido is like. Sup, buddy? What's your libido like? How's that lib?
I delivered pizza to a guy on Valentine's Day once, and it was this kid, probably like 20-year-old kid, came out in his boxers, sweating, like fully sweating.
Do you have a boner?
No. But
thank
he goes,
God.
I looked at him, and he goes, he's like, this is fuel.
I would have been like, that's a minimum $20 tip.
He tipped that's really well.
Good. Oh my, that, tip your fucking delivery people, especially on Valentine's Day. If you're going to greet them like that, that's crazy.
I think he realized, like, he's, like, out in the cold, in his underwear, sweating. And I think that's what he thought to say.
I mean, at least he was, like, honest, you know? Like, he didn't beat around the bush. He wasn't like, hey, how's your night going?
And then he went right back in and beat around the bush.
No, he went right back into the bush. He didn't beat around anything. He went right in. All right, let's do another call. I'm loving this format, by the way. I think this might be sticking. It's going to be sticky and sticking.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
I am fine.
I don't know how to start this story without just, like, jumping right into it.
Oh, boy.
So let me tell you about Valentine's for
Veal.
Me 2 years ago. I was dating a boy at the time, and he literally went upstairs to go pee and came back down in sushi underwear with his ding-a-ling hanging out of the pee-pee hole of his boxers.
I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty iconic.
And proceeded to give this man oral sex through the hole.
You did?
In his underwear.
She gave oral
sex? And then I was told to stop because, and I quote, head is better at night. That's all. I've been traumatized ever since, and I just thought, you know, you would like to hear this story. And, yeah, that's all.
Okay, thank you for that. Is there more? Oh, God.
No. Wait.
She, like, didn't.
Oh, my God. How do I end it?
Me. This is me on live. You just hang up, sweetheart. All I can think of, one, your Valentine's is iconic. Your accent, love it. Second of all, any dude saying head is better at night is a fucking moron. Head is great literally whenever you can get it. And buddy, you were wearing sushi underwear. You should feel fucking thankful that anyone was even looking at you, okay? Let alone putting your sushi roll in their mouth. Good God. I mean, the audacity of men. Crazy. Babe, stop. Head's just better at night. I'm blowing you through fucking sushi whitey tighties. You don't have a say in the matter, bitch. That is insane. I also, like, does the sushi underwear, this is where most of my brain went. Was it just, like, printed sushi rolls and, like, a nigiri and a sashimi and or a hand roll and cut rolls, chopsticks, edamame? Or was it, like, actual, like, sushi, like, it's meant to, like, look like sushi with, like, 3D, like,
and, like, what did she say? His ding-a-ling?
His ding-a-ling through the pee hole.
The pee hole.
It's honestly, the whole story was pretty good.
But, like, is that supposed to be part of the sushi?
Yeah, see, was it a themed costume like those candy underwears? Like, that's where my mind goes in these stories. I'm like, sushi underwear? Now, that's interesting. Are they, like, plushy sushis sewn to the underwear? Like, or is it, like, literally, like, Buzz Lightyear whitey tighties where it just has, like, a design all over it?
It's made out of, like, that dry seaweed.
Yeah.
It's, like literally edible underwear. Oh, my God. Why do I want to suddenly make edible sushi underwear now? God, the things that happen in my head. It is such a dark place. Too dark for me to be skipping therapy the way I do. That's for sure. Wow, thank you for that story. I don't really know what else to say. The trauma seems warranted, though. I'll give you that. Before we continue on with this steamy episode, it wouldn't be Valentine's Day without a good bed, which means I want to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Helix Sleep. Don't know why the voice was getting that intense. Chris, it's not 50 Shades of Grey. If you don't know, Helix is a premium mattress in a box company that takes into account all of your specific needs and necessities in a mattress and ships it right to your door. Now, Helix knows that everyone is unique and has specific mattress needs, and that is why they have taken that into account. They have soft, medium, firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattresses great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, and so many more. Boog, come here. Come here, Boog. Come on, you're ruining. This is about me. Thank you. I know. Hard to believe. You're so cute. All you have to do is take the Helix Sleep Quiz, which takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Helix also has a 10-year warranty and a 100-night sleep trial, so if you don't even like the mattress, they will come and pick it up for you. When I took the Helix Sleep Quiz, I said I was looking for a king bed, medium firmness, I'm a side sleeper, and they matched me up with the Midnight Lux, and let me tell you, that Midnight has never been more luxe. Now, if you are just titillated by all of this, Helix is offering up to $200 off their mattresses plus 2 free pillows to our listeners by going to helixsleep.com/unhinged. That is helixsleep, SLEEP.com/unhinged. Thank you so much for continuing to support the podcast, and let's get back to it.
Vaginas are absolute magic, and Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we're going to do another secret. You guys really delivered with some of these. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of worried of having a whole episode be stories, voicemails, and secrets, but you guys are kind of slaying. Next up, the secret we have from one of you freaks is I've jacked off to a couple of my friends because they're unapologetically hot. Yeah, absolutely. 1,000%. If you haven't jacked off to some of your friends, you aren't real friends. Point blank, period. Have you guys jacked off to your friends? You don't have to tell them. You don't have to say which friend. Like, you don't have any friends that you're like, whoa, and then jerked it to?
Maybe, like, acquaintances or something.
Yeah, it's definitely much more like, acquaintances like than, like, the homies. Yeah. Absolutely. But, yeah, like...
People in the sphere.
People you would be Facebook friends with. Like, sure. In that day and age. I don't fucking use Facebook. But, you know, like, there were people I didn't even know that I considered friends. But, like, I didn't know them.
A couple teachers when I was younger.
Oh, a few teachers when I was younger. Fuck. Oh, my God. That was the worst part about being a minor.
What?
I was like, I can't do anything to this person. They're a full adult and will receive consequences. And also, I'm far too awkward to even... I'm 28 and I still wouldn't even know how to start a relation... Or like, have sex with a teacher.
Did you give them a Valentine?
My teacher? No. Was I supposed to? I was like 12. The fuck? Hey, I want to suck you. Like, no, I wasn't fucking going around middle school.
That's
like, drop your panties.
What? That's not what I said. Did you give them a Valentine?
Who?
Your teacher. Never mind.
I don't know. I'm lost now, and I feel like I don't even know what I just said. So, like, that's concerning. Maybe just bleep the whole thing out if you want. Okay. I don't know. Bleep the whole episode. One just one long bleep, and people are watching me talk and laugh and then subsequently cry. Yeah, I... don't even remember. Was that a secret? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think let's normalize jerking off to your friends. Maybe not your closest friends. I'm trying to think if there's a closest friend that I've jacked off to. No, they all are kind of like an arm distance away. So, homies, if you're watching, it wasn't you. Don't flatter yourself. Although, have I? I feel like I must have at some point of desperation. No, it is all just kind of acquaintances.
Is that desperation or is that more like kinky?
It is kind of kinky to be like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it's kind of like embarrassing to yourself. You're like, ooh, wow, I just did that, huh?
Yeah, you don't think about it.
It's like sleeping with your friend, but they didn't know.
What?
Okay, yeah, no, that All right. We're just saying a bunch of really fun sentences today. And I was just talking mostly to cover up the sound of my fart. Let's hear another voicemail. People are like, no, Chris, go back to the old format.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
So I am stuck in the hell that is.
Stuck in the hell. I thought she said sucking.
And I was like, on dating apps. So everything is sucking and fucking. I was wondering if you have any advice or like what your thoughts are on what like the perfect dating app profile looks like.
I have
like what kind of pictures should one have? Like specifically like a girl.
Okay.
And like for those like stupid prompts, like what kind of answers should you have? Like, I'm pretty funny. Should I show that or should I hide that? I don't know. Let me know what you think.
You know the answer to that.
I need to make this somewhat bearable. I fucking hate it here. Thanks. Love you.
Wow, that hit home pretty hard. I used to be on dating apps. I'm not anymore because it just turns into either you're a catfish or, oh my God, I fucking love your videos. Neither of which are a great opener. So I haven't really been on the apps. I was on like Tinder back in like college. So dating apps have changed quite a bit. I'm on one dating app, but I kind of use it just for entertainment. I did start a Hinge in the pandemic and then I quickly closed a Hinge for the reasons that I mentioned. But I would say I do have like a few strategies that in my head work, but I have literally zero data to show for it. Except the fact that I've never been in a relationship. So maybe take that into account. I always think it's key to start with, like, not your worst photo, but, like, your worst best photo, you know? Not the snapshots you're sending to your friend. I'm not saying that kind of bad photo. But, like, the one that you're like, aha, this is, like, candid or whatever. And, it, you know, like, if you're picking, like, 7 photos to be on your Hinge profile or, let's say Hinge, on your dating profile, fuck all these apps until they're paying me. Say you have 5 pictures on your app, okay, on your dating profile. Take the worst one out of those and put it first. Because if people see that and then they swipe through and you just get hotter, they're like, okay, well, that's the ugliest version of you. Love. You know, that sounds awful, but like that is the world we live in. I'm so sorry. But that, does that not seem like it would work?
It's like
it does. It just makes me sad.
No, it makes, that's why mostly I'm also not on them too. I'm like, wow, I don't love that this is all appearance based. I think my personality has a lot more to offer than my appearance. So that is one thing I have. And then I've seen on TikTok that Hinge now has like, you can voice record. Yes. That seems like a slippery fucking slope. But I will say it's kind of clutch that you can hear the person's voice before meeting them, because sometimes you meet people and you're like, I don't want to listen to this at all. So I would say be funny. I think personality and like if you're funny is so much better than if you're hot. Like I truly believe like it's when you're younger, I don't know why it's like being hot is so important, because when you are funny and you have a personality, that is like the hottest fucking thing you can find in someone, which is crazy because I'm still single. That's confusing. So I would say show your personality and like I would say put as much of you that is you out there that you are comfortable putting out there, because then like someone who is meant to like match with you will. Oh, God, that was about to be so good. And then I just totally forgot. I took a chocolate edible before this. That is all adding up. Yeah, I would say just put as much out there as you're willing and comfortable to put out there. And then, you know, is like if you show how like weird you are, then like people on your level are gonna respond, and then there will, I don't know, just fucking be yourself. I see why the Disney Channel boiled it down to be yourself. So much easier to fucking say than just like a whole montage of like, this is how you date in the 21st century by a virgin. Okay, do you guys have any tips?
Oh, for like,
do you guys have dating apps?
Yeah. Well, not now.
I was just about to say. Okay, wait a second.
What I meant to say is that's how me and my girlfriend met. Or just
really?
Yeah.
Which app?
Hinge.
Hinge seems like a solid one.
Is a really easy one because we have the same name. So that was like, well, that was like the first.
That's. I try and think about that. Like, would I date someone like a girl or a guy whose name is like Chris or could be nicknamed Chris?
I just couldn't date someone with like my mom's name.
Well, duh.
Well, I know. That's the only, like, off-limit name, I think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I was like, what's your mom's name? Just because I'm like curious.
It's Melissa.
Cute.
Yeah, it is.
Cute. But
not for me.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, just, oops, sorry. Can I say your girlfriend's name?
Yeah.
Is that invasive? Really, Justina. Yeah, that's way better than Melissa.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't want to. I just, like, you know, some people right. don't want their life, like, fully out there. And so I'm like, la, 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 la. Yeah, I, like, wish I could be in dating apps because, like, they're fun. I guess they're fun because I'm not on them and I just play with my friends. Like, my friend, we are eating dinner. This was before the pandemic. And we were eating at a sushi place in Studio City, and she was flying back to New York either the next day or sometime soon. And I literally got her. I had two gentlemen ready and willing to eat her out when she left LA and then when she touched down in New York. Set up all within a dinner. She did nothing in return. She would just lay there and be the queen that she is.
Whoa.
So I think I'm pretty good at them,
yeah.
But not when they're mine. Because it's like, I just have nothing to lose. I'm like, ah. But she didn't meet up with them, which, whatever. Maybe my time was wasted.
Maybe that's a good tip, though. Like, go at the apps like you have nothing to lose.
That, I think, is the way to go about it. But not if, I will say, though, not if that's not how your personality is. Like, if you're kind of like that, I think go for it. Like, play into it. But if you're not like that at all, you're going to get to the dinner and the person's going to be like, who was on your phone before you?
Mm. Yeah, no, I just remembered when I did have one, that when I let our friend Lucy do the same thing, like she did all of the prompts and there were so many like weird messages and connections, but it wasn't anyone that I would actually like because I wasn't the one putting, you know.
Oh, I think these were all people that she like would have approved of, like when I was doing it. Like I was like, what about him? And then she was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, hey, I'm just so fucking horny. Or I mean, I don't remember what I said. But
she didn't end up meeting up with
him. No, but like literally before she took off, I had her punani getting punanied. Okay. And then when she landed, guess what? The construction site was open. So I do what I can for my friends. I don't know how we got to this. Oh, dating apps. I don't use them, but I have fun. Like literally just nothing fucking matters. Okay. None of these people you will meet in real life unless you decide to. Just be yourself. God, we got back to that after all of that? Ugh, God, give me a voice. No, is it a secret? Yeah, it's time for a secret. I don't know where we are. How long has it been? I know, I'm like, okay. Maybe I really will be a virgin from here on out. All right, the next secret. One time I masturbated to a pic of my friend. Whoa, there's a lot of... Sorry, guys. I just had to read the rest of that one for myself. One time I masturbated to a pic of my best friend's boyfriend and felt so guilty about it that I cried after I came. I like almost want to put this on a t-shirt. I'm going to save that one. Just saving that because that's like kind of iconic. Did we just move? Because there's a lot to unpack. I'm really just trying to break this all down. Your best friend's boyfriend, and you felt guilty and cried. No. If anything, it seems like you are just discovering that you are on your way to a threesome. I think that is like, if anything, you are in a pretty sweet spot, and I'm not talking about where you were feeling, okay? I think this might be a good thing for you. I think you bring this up to your best friend and say if you would ever be into a threesome. If you're also, I'm presuming, are into him. I'm kind of jealous of the situation you're in. Wipe those tears, baby girl. I think big things are coming for you, and it's your best friend's boyfriend. Pow. Have you guys ever had a threesome with your best friends?
No. I keep asking us everything.
I know, but, like, listen, you guys matter.
I've never cheated.
You guys are like, we didn't sign up for this. I don't know. I like including, like, I like talking with you guys. Okay, sue me.
What are your kinks? What are you, into furries?
How big? No, but I mean, like, I think I have once. Yeah.
You think?
Wait, think?
I don't remember if it was a dream or not. I think I was sober, too, which is like the... No, I mean, I did. Okay, it's not a thing. I was trying to, like, be vague, guys. Stop it.
How was it?
Awkward. Okay. It was just kind of, like, the whole time I was just sitting there thinking, like, this is awkward.
Were the other people, like, dating and you were there, or were you dating one, or was
no just a... all single?
Oh, oh, that seems good. Yeah. That seems like the most ideal.
Yeah, but it's still kind of weird. It's like too familiar, like just too close to home. Mom, I hope you're not watching this one. Jesus, I'm gonna title this one "Mom, don't watch this one." Mom, just avoid this one. Love you.
She'll probably listen.
I know, which I'm gonna have to tell her, don't listen.
No, I mean, she'll listen to the advice to...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm gonna literally text her and say don't listen to that episode. Yeah. All right, let's do another voicemail.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I was calling to ask you a question.
And then what changed?
I'm just curious. Oh. So, like, since you know you don't really date, or you've never really dated...
Okay, thank you for making it worse.
Ever do Valentine's Day with, like, any of your friends or even Andrew or anything? Like, do you guys ever, like, get each other something cute? Or, I don't know. Just curious, because I do when I'm, like, lonely, you know? Aww. Just, like, feeling the love, you feel me? Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So yeah. Bye, love you.
Bye, love you.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
Sam's amazing, and the other dude's amazing. Don't know his name, but he's cool, too. Bye.
Justin and Sam, they love you. See, this is why I ask you guys things. Oh, bye.
We got shout-outs.
Yeah, I love that. You guys deserve it. What was the question? Oh, do I do things with my friends? Sometimes. Like, one time, like, in New York, a group of us, like, went out for Valentine's Day. Although I think it was, like, me and my friend and then literally a couple. So maybe that wasn't ideal. But, like, one year, like, my best friend Katya and I, we've just, like, gotten each other, like, candies. Just, like, thought of you. But no, don't really do anything. I feel like that's weird to do. Like, not weird, but just, like, there's enough holidays in the year. I'm going to sit this one out, especially with 420 coming up. There's, like...
So you're like a Valentine's Grinch?
No, because I love when people are having a good time, and it's just not a holiday for me. It's like Hanukkah, you know? Like, it would be weird if I celebrated it, because it's like... Right? I mean, no, celebrating Hanukkah would be weirder for me because I literally don't practice. But I don't know. It just feels like, I feel like if you went to a restaurant, everyone there would be on a date or like doing something romantic. I just don't think it's like an applicable holiday for me. Like, you know, it's like St. Patrick's Day. Maybe I'm Irish. I don't even fucking know. But like, I'll still drink, you know, like that's like, woo. But, like, Valentine's Day just doesn't... I don't know how to describe this. It just doesn't... Like, I'll be... Like, I'm not opposed. Like, it sounds like I'm opposed or a Grinch. I don't care. I don't think about it. Why are you smiling at me still? I mean, what do you want me to say?
No, I'm
floundering up here like a fucking Disney character just...
Well, no, I'm not giving you a Valentine, I guess, because you don't want it. I like doing treats for friends. I used to always give my roommates Valentine's Day.
See, like, I miss it. Like, I'm not sitting here like, I hate Valentine's Day. Like, oh my God. I, like, loved Valentine's Day of, like, seeing everybody who, like, ever cared about you being like, I thought about you. Happy Valentine's Day with a lollipop. And I'd be like, oh my God, this is so nice. But, like, we don't make our, like, little mailboxes anymore because I'm not in fourth grade. So, oh, I miss that shit. One Valentine's Day in, I'm trying to visualize the classroom, fifth grade? I think it was fifth grade. I brought Hillary Duff Valentine's, and that was the first and only time I ever did that. And then one of my friends was like, Chris, just so you know, said this so quietly. He was like terrified to tell me this. He was like, just so you know, I also think Hillary Duff's hot. I was like, thank you. You could say something in public. I was like, absolve my name for once.
Were they like Lizzie McGuire Valentine's?
Yeah, they were Lizzie McGuire. I was like, oh my God, Mom, they have Lizzie McGuire Valentine's. Anyways. Let's do another secret to move on from that shred of trauma. I want to hire a sex worker this Valentine's Day because I'm too afraid to approach another AFAB person and have a sexual experience with them for fear of being too much. I only recently came out and I feel like I'm going to explode, but I'm so shy. Honestly, I have also thought about hiring a sex worker just to have sex. I mean, that's like literally the point of them. But like...
To do my taxes.
Hi, sex worker. If you could sort the laundry between colors and whites, that would be great. Yeah, I think why not? If you have the means to and all of that, are there downsides to hiring a sex worker? Like, am I giving bad advice to me? Like, do it.
Just be safe.
Yeah, be safe about it. That's all I would say. Go for it, girl. Get your bad self down on this 14th. That's all I have. I'm always in favor of people getting it. I think everyone should. So, get it. I don't know. I think that's a pretty easy question. Like, get it. Tip them well. Mm. Right?
Well, tip them well.
Eh. Ah. All right, let's do another call. That means I'm going to love it. Hi.
My name is Shelby.
Hi, Shelby.
So I've never been in a relationship before. Hey. I'm 26 years old.
Hey.
I've honestly never had the desire, want, nor need to be in one.
Hey.
And I honestly don't see it in the future along with having children. Hey. I've never wanted either.
Oh.
And I feel like this is becoming more normalized and common, especially in our generation. So my question for you is, do you feel like being in a relationship and having children is a necessity for having a fulfilling life?
No.
I personally don't agree with it, but I want to get your opinion. Thanks. Love you.
Thanks. Love you. I don't think... Wait, what was the question? Do you need to be in a relationship and have kids to have a fulfilling life? No. To some people, it's... This is what I think everyone needs to understand about, like, the world. And I don't know when this happened, but, like, we have pointed to people like me on the internet for answers about things that don't have answers. There aren't answers to what is a fulfilling life. There is no manual of how to be a YouTuber. Like, when people are like, how do I start a YouTube? It's totally case by case. And the same goes for almost everything. Like, even marijuana. People are like, you make me want to smoke. I'm like, smoke if you want to. Smoke if, like, it seems like something that would be good for you. People have so many different reactions to weed that for me to say, here, these will make you feel great. What does that even mean? They make me feel great. You might find other shit that makes you feel great. So no, you do not need to be in a relationship or have kids and or have kids to have a fulfilling life. You will be the one, you and only you, will decide what is a fulfilling life. And that answer for you will be different for your best friend, your parents, your sibling. Like, it's not, like, there is no one way of living and there is no one right way of living. The one right way of living is what works for you. So, like, to me, I've been thinking about, like, the fact that, like, I don't want to be an old parent. But, like, I do want to have a kid and, like, or maybe more. I don't fucking know. So I was like, okay, if I turn 30 and, like, I still feel this way, I will totally get a kid via surrogate and not have a partner because I don't need, like, I just don't think life is as antiquated as we're so, like, used to hearing. So I think what is a fulfilling life for you will be totally different. And if people have a problem with that, one, it's not their life. Like, I don't understand. I saw some TikTok of some fucking pale ass ginger who was just like, pro-abortion is so... Who cares? It is so not my fucking life. I don't care. And if I'm being perfectly fucking honest, one less loudmouth on the planet, oh my God, sign them up for Planned Parenthood. Period. I just don't understand why everyone cares so much about other people's lives. Like, I truly don't even care. Like, even my friends, it's like, I obviously care and love and would take a bullet for them. I don't care what they do. It's not my fucking life. Once it affects me, then I'll care. But, like, and that's not to say, like, you shouldn't care about, like, global issues, you know? Like, you shouldn't not care about things because they don't affect you. But, like, when it's personal shit, it doesn't affect you. Mini rant. It pisses me off. I saw this bitch on fucking TikTok talking about this girl made a TikTok and she was like, it was like to that song, like, go little rock star. But this girl was like, my baby would have been one today if I didn't make the trip to CVS. And then she was like, peace out. And it was like iconic. And this stupid fucking bitch duets or splits or shots or whatever it is. Stitches. Oh my God. Thank you. I was like, split isn't it, but it's close. Stitches. This girl stitching. I was like, it is disturbing how normalized joking of abortion is. La, 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 la. Bitch, respectfully. No, I literally. Wow. I would like to say I'm proud of myself for stopping that sentence because that would have been bad to say out loud and on record. Yeah, it just drives me nuts. So live whatever life you want to live, because guess what? it's yours. Like, don't kill anyone, don't hurt anyone, and be conscientious of the world around you. Otherwise, go fucking crazy. I don't get it. Like, I don't get why people care so much. Fucking take a hit and shut up. Ugh. God, I'm only thinking of that stupid, like, I'm so mad thinking about this stupid bitch on TikTok now. Anyways, here's a new secret. I'm a gay man, 25 years old, and I have legitimately hooked up with 7 of my friends, married and straight dads. Straight in quotes. None of my friends know. One of them was in the shower while his wife was in their bed. I hope this is not real. That is, stop hooking up with married people. I get so torn on this because, like, to me, the person in the relationship is responsible for faithfulness. But if you are seeking out people you know to be married, that, or in a relation, that to me seems like, yes, the problem will always be with the person who is gonna leave a monogamous relationship and cheat. The problem, like, at 1000%. But if you are seeking out people you know to be taken and in monogamous relationships, that is so shitty. I am so sorry. I'm not calling you shitty. Well, maybe I kind of am. I don't know. That just, like, that sounds fun and funny on the internet. But, like, when you think about that being someone's actual life, it doesn't sound as fun or funny.
Especially if they have, like, kids.
Especially if they have kids. It's like, I get so torn on this because I'm like, it's not your fault. But, like if the dads are like, hey, blow me. But you should still say no if they're your friend's parents. And they're married. I guess to each their own, because I just would never. It's like what we were talking about earlier with, like, all the little lies. I would, oh my God, you go over to your friend's house and you know their dad's penis size and kinks? No. Oh my God, you should only know that they fuck up making mac and cheese.
Yeah, those are not your friends.
I'm not arguing against this.
This is me right after the question. Live your life.
Be yourself.
I said, but don't hurt anyone.
But what about, because there are more and more open marriages.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're not monogamous or it is an open marriage, go fucking crazy. You know, go crazy. Live, like, just be aware of the people around you. That put me in a real quandary. A real Valentine's quandary.
What do you think about open relationships?
I personally don't know how people do it, but then I'm like, maybe it would be for me. Like, I go so back and forth of, like, to me, who's in my driveway? To me, it's like, this is such a loaded question that I'm sweating just fully through. On paper, feel like monogamous relationships would be perfect for me, because I like knowing, like, especially when you're, like, when I'm in a long relationship, this might be literally too TMI, but it's part of dating everything. I definitely don't want to wear a condom when I'm having sex. Like, I just, like, that is, like, a huge plus of being in a relationship, is, like, knowing the partner you're with and things like that. So, like, the idea of an open relationship or, like, a non-monogamous relationship freaks me out just from, like, an STD point of view, I guess. But I also fear of getting tired of one person or, like, getting over. Like, I feel like I'm, like, one day I'm, like, obsessed, and then the next day it's, like, who are you? Like, I feel like I can flip a switch so quickly, or I can get bored or tired or, I don't know, so quickly. And so then I'm like, okay, maybe why am I having so much trouble with this fucking word today? Non-monogamous, polyamorous. There we go. I should just use a fucking different word. Look how smart I am. Sometimes I think a polyamorous relationship would be good, but then I'm like, I think I would get too jealous. Like, I'm like, no, give me the attention. So this is the pickle I'm in. I'm in a second Valentine's Day quandary. What, like, I just don't know if I could do it. Like, a multiple, I think I would just get so fucking jealous. But then a part of me is like, well, maybe it would be so nice to have that time off and, like, time to yourself. And I just don't know. Like, I think about it, like, a lot, honestly. But I think I'd want like that one. I think I'd want a monogamous relationship. Is that the question? Open relationship. Yeah. And same with open. I just don't think I could be like, yeah, go sleep with them and then come back to me. Because it's like, okay, if you like allow that to go on, like if you're like, okay, yeah, we have an open relationship. When does it become just like the door is off the hinge and it's just an archway now? Like, you know, like how that to me, like it just feels like it's the beginning of the end. And that is just my point of view. I'm not saying that's how it is. That's how I see it. That's how Sue sees it. Okay. But yeah, I don't know, love. I just don't think it's for me. But like, if it works for you, great. I don't know why I just turned into like a knockoff Adele, but here we are, bruv. I feel like that's...
There was, what was the one I just heard about? Like a marriage, but you're allowed to make out with anyone. But
see, and that's another thing that scares me. Like, I love kissing because I think kissing is so... I mean, like, yeah, it is so like sexual and romantic or whatever, but like, I think it just like is fun to just kiss people that you're like attracted to. I don't know. I guess saying it like that really sounds... But then again, it's like, okay, where does kissing become not having sex? Like, I just...
It's like playing with fire.
Yeah, I think if you're... It's like monogamy has, like, the guidelines that just, like, make sense to me of, like, no, these are the guidelines. These are the rules. Like, wow, I sound like the worst person to date. There are the rules. But, like...
All the attention.
Well, yeah, this doesn't sound great.
No, I mean, I think I kind of identify with that, too.
Do you?
Well, or, like, I like monogamy.
Yeah, I don't know where I... maybe I just need to try it.
I'm just wondering, though, like, when we get into, like, our older, like... Because, you know, this whole idea of, like, then that's when we had to spice it up. Or, like...
See, and that's where I'm, like, maybe an open thing or polyamorous would be great.
Because I've never been in a relationship for, like, 20 years.
I haven't even been in one for one, so...
so it's like, that's what I'm...
One day.
That's what I think about, like, what does this look like? Like, I'm very happy now.
But, like, will that change?
Or, like, what does that look like 20 years from now, you know?
But then I feel like if you have 20 years under your belt and it's still going good, like, then I feel like that is... You already have that strong bond, yeah, where I feel like it makes sense at that point. Or to have, like, groups where you guys are, like, in it together. But like then swingers? Is that what swinging is? I thought swingers was, like, how... I thought it was, like, wife swap, where you just, like, switch one partner. And then you experience... Maybe I'm literally thinking of, like, literal, like, wife swap or, like,
what... No, you're right.
Trading spaces. Like, literally, that's what I'm... Yeah.
Like, a fluid definition.
But I think, yeah, once you have 20 years under your belt, I mean... Again, I have 0 days under my belt. But, like, when you have 20 years or something, I feel like then polyamory or something more, including more bodies, makes sense. And also is healthier.
You can still get STDs after 20 years.
Thank you, Sam. Really? I had no idea that there wasn't a time expiration date.
Well, I'm going back to your thing of why you didn't...
Well, obviously, if I was going to do... Like, my ideal, I think, would be to be monogamous, but then, like, have group sex. Mom, please tune out. Oh, my. Family, friend. Friends, you kind of already know what you're getting into. Yeah, I don't know. To quote Natasha Bedingfield, the rest is still unwritten. And to that, we are ending this steamy Valentine's Day episode. Thank you so much to everybody who submitted voicemails. You can call in to 310-844-6459. It's still not even on my mic because this bitch is smart. And if you want to submit secrets, you can do that with the link in the description as well. I really think we're finding a new format for this podcast. This was like everything I wanted and more. Do you guys feel like it was good? You guys are like, no, Chris, it was terrible. Pure silence. Anyways, we'll talk after. See you guys next week. Happy, wear a condom. Amen. Unless you're super monogamous. In that case, you're living my dream. Go free and bare.
Bye, baby. This has been Unhinged, signing off.
That sounded a little scary at the end. But like,
boom.
Then they go high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Is that the new outro for every episode? Go, Jesus.